Welcome and Shabbat blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room. For those that will be listening over the phone and also on the radio and later on the recording, Shabbat blessing everyone on this beautiful Shabbat, July 1st, 2017. This is lesson 237, chapter 51, entitled The Light of Life. This is part 3. Our opening hymn is entitled, Jesus, the Light of the World. See the bright and morning star, Jesus, the Light of the World. He has risen in our hearts, Jesus, the Light of the World. Walk in the light, beautiful light, come where His love and His mercy are bright. Shine all around us by day and by night, Jesus, the Light of the World. He's the Lamb, the Light our way, Jesus, the Light of the World. Step by step and day by day, Jesus, the Light of the World. Walk in the light, beautiful light, come where His love and His mercy are bright. Shine all around us by day and by night, Jesus, the Light of the World. No more darkness, no more night, Jesus, the Light of the World. He will shine forever bright, Jesus, the Light of the World. Walk in the light, beautiful light, come where His love and His mercy are bright. Shine all around us by day and by night, Jesus, the Light of the World. Jesus, the Light of the World. Amen. Welcome to all the brethren that are just joining us. If any one of the little ones, mommy or daddy, so even our guests, if you would like to have opening prayer, bubble up.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Sabbath. You're welcome. Those in the room and those on phone listening, thank for opening prayers. May we all bow down where possible and have the opening prayer. Lord, we thank You for it, another wonderful and beautiful Sabbath day that we are able to meet in this format. Lord, we thank You that over this side of the world we have finished and just closed our Sabbath, and we are continuing to stay in the Sabbath hours over the outside of the world. Lord, we pray that may the blessings promised on this wonderful day rest upon all of us. As we continue to learn of You and comprehend You, Lord, we pray that You reveal Yourself unto us. Lord, may we learn of You. May we magnify Your name as our Creator. Lord, provide everything we need. Those who are going to talk before us, those who are going to read before us, Lord, may they be light unto us. May the whole world be light unto everybody who is listening and those who will listen at a later time. Heavenly Father, we come before You, cleanse us, and let us all be sanctified as the Sabbath is the holy day. May we be perfect in whatever we do. We also pray that may the blood of Jesus Christ cleanse all of us. We thank You for the beautiful gift that You gave us. Redeem us from all sin. Lord, we know we are close to the end, and Satan has doubted His effort to fail us. but we bow before you. Lord, always lead us. Send the Holy Spirit to guide us in whatever we want to do. Where we fall short, Lord, strengthen us. Lord, provide whatever we have not mentioned, but you see it needful for us to accomplish your work. We pray all this. Continue to be with us in this very space. This is our humble prayer. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, dear Brother Jacob. Our opening scripture is taken from the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 2, from the King James Version, and it reads, "For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus had made me free from the law of sin and death." This Sabbath, boys and girls, mommies and daddy, and also our guests, we will continue with part 3 of our lesson entitled, "The Light of Life," in our study book, Desire of Ages. Any one of the dear family would like to take the following verses. Blah, blah, blah.
John chapter 8, verse 36. "If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed." James chapter 2, verse 12. "So speak ye, and so do, as they that shall be judged by the law of liberty." Amen.
"I know that ye are Abraham's seed, but ye seek to kill me, because my word hath no place in you.
I speak that which I father, and ye do that which ye have seen with your father."
They answered and said unto him, "Abraham is our father." Jesus saith unto them, "If we are Abraham's children, we would do the works of Abraham. But now ye seek to kill me, a man that hath told you the truth, which I have
heard
of God, this did not
Abraham. But now ye seek to kill me, a man that hath told you the truth which I have heard of God. This did not Abraham." John 8:41. "You do the deeds of your father." Then said they to him, "We, because not born of fornication, we have one father, even God." John 8:42. Jesus said unto them, "If God were your father, ye would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God, neither came I of myself, but he said.
Amen. Good job, everyone. Today we will cover page 466 through 467. Welcome to all the precious family that are just coming in. We are in Desire of Ages, page 466. Bubble up.
"Every soul that refuses to give himself to God is under the control of another power. He is not his own. He may talk of freedom, but he is in the most abject slavery. He is not allowed to see the beauty of truth, for his mind is under the control of Satan. While he flatters himself that he is following the dictates of his own judgment, he obeys the will of the Prince of Darkness."
Desire Pages, page 156, continuing. "Christ came to break the shackles of sin slavery from the soul. If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus sets us free from the law of sin and death." Romans 8:2, Desire of Ages, page 156, paragraph 3. And on the bottom slide it says, "For the law of the Spirit of life in Jesus Christ has made me free from the law of sin and death." Romans 8:2.
Amen. Question, boys and girls. What happens to every soul that refuses to give himself to God? And what did Christ came to break the soul from and set us free with? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, blah, blah, blah.
They are under the control of
an another?
Another power. He is not this his own. He made talk of freedom, but he is in the most
abject
slavery, and he came to break the
shackles
of sin,
slavery,
and the law of the spirit of life in Christ. Jesus sits on us free from the law of sin and death.
Good. Death.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's learn our first beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 1.
Condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. There is therefore now no condemnation. Romans 8, verse 1.
Amen. Praise the Lord. This scripture song was taken from Scripture Singer's Song in the section Peaceful Rest. And let us continue in our study.
Desire of Ages, page 466. In the work of redemption, there is no compulsion. No external force is employed. Under the influence of the Spirit of God, man is left free to choose whom he will serve. In the change that takes place when the soul surrenders to Christ, there is the highest sense of freedom. The expulsion of sin is the act of the soul itself. True, we have no power to free ourselves from Satan's control. But when we desire to be set free from sin, and in our great need cry out for a power out of and above ourselves, the powers of the soul are imbued with the divine energy of the Holy Spirit, and they obey the dictates of the will in fulfilling the will of God. Desire of Ages, page 466, paragraph 4.
Well done, everyone. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddy, and also our guests. What things are not found in the work of redemption, and do we have power to free ourselves from Satan's control? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, voila.
There is no compulsion, no external forces employed. And no, when we desire to be set free from sin and in our great need cry out for a power out of and above ourselves, the powers of the soul are imbued with the divine energy of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And what a blessed hope, dear ones. So let's learn another song together, dear ones. But this one is taken from the Spirit of Prophecy in our study book, Desire of Ages, page 668.
All true obedience comes from the heart. It was hard work with Christ, and if we consent, He will so identify Himself with our thoughts and deeds. So bend our hearts and minds into conformity to His will, that when obeying Him we shall be not carrying out our own impulses. The will refined and sanctified will find its highest delight. delight in doing His service when we know God as it is. Our privilege to know our life will be a life of continual obedience through an appreciation of the character of Christ. Through communion with God, sin will become hateful to us. These are of ages, page 668.
Amen. Let us continue in our study, dear one.
The only condition upon which the freedom of man is possible is that of becoming one with Christ. The truth shall make you free, and Christ is the truth. Sin can triumph only by enfeebling the mind and destroying the liberty of the soul. Suggestion of God is to God is restoration to oneself to the true glory and dignity of man. The divine law to which we are brought into subjection in His is the law of liberty. James chapter.
Amen. Question, boys and girls, what is the only condition upon which the freedom of man is possible? And what is the only way sin can triumph? And how can man be restored, if you know the answer to the question? Dear ones, bubble up.
Is that of becoming one with Christ the truth shall make you free? And Christ is the truth, and by enfeebling the mind and destroying the liberty of the soul and subjection to God is restoration to oneself to the true glory and
desire of ages, page 466. The Pharisees had declared themselves the children of Abraham. Jesus told them that this claim could be established only by doing the works of Abraham. The true children of Abraham would live as he did, a life faithful obedience to God. They would not try to kill one who was speaking the truth that was given him from God. And on the middle slide, it said, now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He said, and to seed as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed which is Christ. Galatians 3:16 from King James Version. In plotting against Christ, the rabbis were not doing the works of Abraham. A mere lineal descent from Abraham was of no value. Without a spiritual connection with him, which would be manifested in possessing the same spirit and doing the same works, they were not his children. Desire of Ages, page 466, paragraph 6.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls. Why did Jesus tell the Pharisees that their claim to be the children of Abraham could not be? And how could they be seen as his children? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is, this claim could be established only by doing the works of Abraham. The true children of Abraham would live, as he did, a life of obedience to God, and without a spiritual connection with him, which would be manifested in possessing the same spirit and doing the same works. Amen. This principle bears with equal weight upon a question that has long agitated the Christian world, the question of apostolate succession. Descent from Abraham was proved not by name and lineage, but by likeness of character. So the apostolic succession rests not upon the transmission of ecclesiastical authority, but upon spiritual relationship. A life actuated by the apostles, spirit, the belief and teaching of the truth they taught, this is the true evidence of the apostolic succession. This is what constitutes men, the successors of the first teachers of the gospel. Desire of Ages, page 467, paragraph 1.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddy, and also our guests. How can descendants from Abraham be proven? And what is the true evidence of apostolic succession, and what constitute man's, the successors of the first teachers of the gospel? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, blah, blah, blah.
From
Abraham.
Abraham was proved not by me, and line did it by likeness of teachers,
characters
in a life
activated
by the
apostles
spoke
spirit.
Spirit, the
belief
in teachers teaching of the truth that
they
taught.
Jesus denied that the Jews were the children of Abraham. He said, "Ye do the deeds of your father." In mockery they answered, "We be not born of fornication. We have one father, even God." These words, in allusion to the circumstances of his birth, were intended as a thrust against Christ and the presence of those who were beginning to believe on him. Jesus gave no heed to the base insinuation, but said, "If God were your father, ye would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God." Amen. And on the slide it says, John chapter 8, verse 4, King James Version, "Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do." Amen.
Amen. Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls, did Jesus deny that the Jews were children of Abraham? And how did they answer? And what did what did they intended with these words?
"Yes," he said, "ye do the deeds of your father." And in mockery they answered, "We be not born of fornication. We have one father, even God." These words, in allusion to the circumstances of his birth, were intended as a thrust against Christ in the presence of those who were beginning to believe on him.
Amen. So let's learn our last beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one was taken from the book of Psalms, chapter 145, 14, 18, and 19.
To all that call upon him.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And let us continue, dear ones. We have come to the ending of the first section of our children's Sabbath school lesson. And this is the area where we ask all of those precious little ones to come very close, because it's story time, and our dear brother Dick will be the one to narrate.
Good morning, boys and girls. Let me get my sound up here. It's story time, and I'm going to see what I can do here. Lord allows it, we won't fall out too much today. Today it's forgiveness. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted his raiment, or his clothes, and cast lots. Christ is our example. He placed himself at the head of the family, a human family, to accomplish or do the work, the importance of which men do not comprehend or understand, because they do not realize the privileges or special favors, the possibilities before them, and the possibilities before them as members of the human family of God. His mercy was not weakness, but a terrible power of to punish sin, yet a power to draw to it the love of humanity. God in his mercy punishes the wicked or bad people, but blesses the righteous or the good people. Mama spanks you so that when you are bad, and tells you how wonderful you are when you are good. Is that not true? I hope so. Through Christ's justice is enabled to forgive without sacrificing one jot of its exalted holiness. This means God can forgive you without changing his law. Christ taught us to pray, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, or forgive us our sins as we forgive those who have sinned against us, and added, for if you forgive men their trespasses or sins, your Heavenly Father will also forgive you your trespasses. Will you not, if anyone has done you wrong and is too proud and stubborn, that means they refuse to change, to say to you, I repent, or I'm sorry, would you go to that offender and say, I love you for Christ's sake, and I forgive you the injury you have done me? Jesus will witness or see and approve of this deed of love, and as you do to others, it shall be done again to you. If we forgive others, Jesus will forgive us. We are to have a spirit of pity, of compassion toward those who have trespassed against us, whether or not they confess their faults. If they fail to repent and make confession, their sin will stand registered in the books above to confront them in the day of judgment. That means they won't be forgiven, and that'll be bad. But if they say, I repent, or I'm sorry, then we are freely to forgive from the heart their trespass against us or the wrong that they may have done us. True happiness does not consist in the possession of wealth and position. Riches, a lot of money or things, don't make a person happy, but in the possession of a pure, clean heart, cleansed by obedience to the truth. That's what makes you happy. To everyone is given the opportunity to carry out the principles of heaven. Each has a choice to be good. The forgiving of injuries, not the avenging of them, is an exhibition or an example of that wisdom which is true goodness. Christ-like love, that is the love of Christ, for the men through whom the Lord has wrought or worked, is a manifestation, or it shows, real transformation or change of character. Sons and Daughters of God, 153. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted his raiment, or his clothes, and cast lots. Luke 23:34. Now, boys and girls, you can ask your mamas and daddies to explain what it means to cast lots, and then you'll know. Thank you for listening.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear Brother Dad. Dear ones, we have come to the ending of our Children's Sabbath School lesson, and we will continue with part 4 of our lesson entitled The Light of Life in our study book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the little ones, mommies or daddy, or even our guests, would like to close with prayer, voila.
Father God, thank you for everything, for keeping me safe. Thank you for everything, for letting us pray and wake up this morning in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, amen. Well, dear ones, next Sabbath, by God's grace, we will continue with part 4 of our lesson, The Light of Life, chapter 51, and that will be held July 8, 2017. We have also prepared activity for the whole family to enjoy and continue this beautiful dialogue of Christ being the light of the world and also the light of our life. God bless each and every one of you, and I hope and pray that you all will be blessed today. And may the Lord continue blessing the speakers. Lord, may you continue putting a live coal in the mouth of our dear Elder Rob, that he can impart the spiritual truth today in your blessed Sabbath. God bless everyone and have a blessed Sabbath.